Thank you, Tijani. Recording is on. Do you wish for me to do the roll call?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Tijani. Julia speaking. Welcome, everyone, to the Atlas II Events Working Group call on Friday, 20 December 2013 at 16 UTC. On today's call, we have Tijani Benjema, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Roberto Gaetano, Alan Scoos, Eduardo Diaz, Baudouin Choumbe, and Dev Anantilaxing. We have apologies from Jordi Baraguer, Wolf Ludwig, and Sandra Hofferichter. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Carlos Reyes, Susie Johnson, and myself, Julia Chavelin. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Tijani.
Thank you very much, Julia. So, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We'll start our call. Have you had a look to the agenda? I want to see it adopted. Is the agenda adopted, or do you have any update, any review to the agenda that you want to make? Eduardo. Okay, it's okay. I see. Okay, I don't see anyone opposing to the agenda, so we will proceed. First of all, the first item on the agenda will be the definition of the themes for the London Summit. And as you know, Julia, can you please load the first slide? As you know, Wolf Ludwig have sent thematic priorities for the program planning. And we have now, you have it on the screen now. It is a table, and we have a lot of themes that that Wolf selected, and he proposed for some to be addressed in plenaries, and for others to be addressed in groups and in breakout sessions. So this is the first thing we will do. We need to do it because normally it is not only the work of this subgroup, but we have to start from somewhere, and we will start here, and then we will propose it to the whole group. So you have here the topics, and first of all, I would like to raise a point. For our summit, how many groups, how many parallel groups we want to constitute? It is important because all will depend on this. So now we have not more than five rooms, so five groups. If you agree with five groups, or perhaps less, tell me. So I propose five groups. What do you think about? We have the possibility, the rooms are okay. Eduardo is okay. Okay. I see. Yes, please, Roberto.
I think that, well, one element is what we wish to have. I think that five is a good number, but I think that we have also to take into account what we have in terms of availability of rooms. I have not really understood in our previous calls whether we had the possibility of flexibility. Anyway, this said, five groups, I think it's a number more will be very difficult to manage. But it will be also interesting to know whether this is a limit also imposed by the organizational situation, or whether this can be changed, provided that within 3-4 weeks we come up with the decision of adding a sixth group. Thank you.
Thank you, Roberto. After discussion with the staff and after a lot of efforts, we managed to have five rooms, five simultaneous rooms. So since we have only those five rooms, I don't think we can have more than that as a number of groups. And if I remember well, the first Atlas, the first summit, we didn't have more, I think. It was more or less this number. And we don't have to forget that for the first summit, we had another hotel. We didn't have only the main hotel for the ICANN meeting. We had another hotel. So all the parallel sessions happened in the other hotel, and we didn't have any problem with the staff organizing the ICANN meeting and the summit at the same time. So this is the first my first comment. Eduardo, please.
Yes, it's wonderful, this record. One question I have is, Tijani, did we get the final okay from staff for the rooms? And second, you know, if we have five rooms, I guess, you know, we have to select five themes to do one per room, I guess, right? Thank you.
Yes, you are absolutely right. And we didn't have the final okay for all the schedule. But what is sure is that we cannot have more than five simultaneous rooms. And we will have them only for 2 days. And I think it is okay for the summit. It's not a problem. But the problem is to have five rooms at the same time. Any other question? Wolf, you were more or less the engineer of the first summit. How many groups there were? Wolf?
I don't know if Wolf is in the call.
Tijani, Wolf is not on the call today. He is an apology.
Tijani, Heidi, may I respond to that? And
yes,
this is
please.
Going from my memory, so if anybody who was there has a better memory, then please correct me. I believe that there were five issue groups, there were five working groups, and then there were the five GAs.
Exactly.
That's what my memory, that's what
that's
I recall
also,
from that.
That's
and,
also
and,
what I recall.
Okay, so we had, again, five working groups, five issue groups, five RALOs. So, and just keep in mind, if I could just, while I have the floor, may I just comment on two points that have been brought up?
Yes, please.
So one is in terms of staff. For the first summit, keep in mind that there was an outside logistics company that was working with us, and there were three people that were full-time helping with that. And this time we're not having anyone from the outside, so it's basically the meeting staff and at-large support. At-large policy team. So it's not going to be that extra help there. So just keep that in mind. And then the second point is just also in terms of timing. Yes, we have the five breakout sessions Saturday and Sunday only, but during Monday through Wednesday, you have the normal ALAC room. So you can have one or two groups going in there. And then you have most of Monday if you wanted to have some time, some meetings then. Tuesday is constituency day, so that might be useful to keep that free. And then Wednesday you have time again. Now, again, those might be used for the General Assembly, but there still might be some extra time there for extra meetings. Thank you.
Yes, okay, I understand very well that, but Heidi, what I wanted to say and to make our colleagues understand is that we cannot have more than five simultaneous rooms at any time during the summit.
Correct, and that's only Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so it is clear. For the other days, we can have, as for a normal meeting, we can have a room for a meeting. We will have other meetings, and as you have seen on the schedule, I planned some other meetings, and now we have other elements that we will use to update or to review this planning. So now let's concentrate on the themes. So now we are limited to five themes. From those themes proposed by Wolf, there is another question before. As you have seen on this table, Wolf proposed that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and more, 8. 8 teams be treated in plenary sessions. I really don't understand that, because how the summit will give output? It will be done by addressing themes, topics, addressing them deeply, so that we will come up with a statement on those themes, on each theme, and then we will compile them to make the general declaration. This is what those are the outputs of the breakout sessions, of the parallel sessions, if you want. But a main session or a plenary can be something for planning, can be something for example, presenting, for the setting the scene, etc., but not for discussing a theme deeply. As you have seen, I programmed 6 breakout sessions, so 6 breakout sessions, 6 times 5 mean. I mean that each group will have 6 sessions to discuss the topic and to come up with the final statement. Because we will need to discuss it during the summit. For sure we will prepare it before, but the real discussion will happen face-to-face. So is this the format you are imagining, or do you imagine, as Wolf made here on his table, that we will have also plenary sessions to discuss specific themes? Yes, please, Eduardo.
This is Eduardo for the record. I participated in the Atlas One meeting. I wasn't involved in the coordination. We can have a main session to talk things that has to do with everyone, and then the specialized things there. I don't see why that cannot be done. However, I don't know how many main sessions do we have in terms of time. Do you remember, Sigiani? 2 days.
For the 2 days, if we concentrate on the breakout sessions, I don't see how we can be at the same time in the breakout sessions and in the plenaries. The plenaries will gather all people, all the summit participants. So if there is plenaries, it will be in the other days. And second point, we don't have large rooms that can accommodate the whole participants in the summit, except on Sunday and Saturday, and on Thursday morning. Thursday morning is the wrap-up and the approval of the statement of the general declaration. So this is the situation of the rooms. So tell me, what is your proposal, Eduardo?
Eduardo, are you muted? Eduardo, you may be muted. So it's star 7 to unmute.
I'm sorry.
Did you have a comment?
Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I was. I think I was having a comment. I was muted.
Yes.
We didn't hear you. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I was talking to myself. I was looking at the wiki, and the only plenary session that I see in the first proposal put out by Tijani is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday. That's it. And something, we're going to get a wrap-up session at the end of on Thursday.
We have on Thursday, yes. Thursday morning.
Right. So I don't know how to watch it up in Mexico the last summit. I think I don't remember well, but I think we met more than once.
I was in Mexico too, Eduardo, and I don't remember. Perhaps I am wrong. I don't remember that we discussed thematic things. I didn't remember that we had thematic plenary during Mexico. We had the first day setting the scene, etc., as it's planned now here, and we had other. To say it is not plenary, but it is a gathering for everyone. But it was in the framework of the ICANN meeting. It wasn't specific to the summit. So perhaps I am wrong. If someone else can remember that, Dev was there. Dev, do you remember? Dev?
Well, then I suggest, Tijani, that, you know, that Saturday morning, there is a from 9 to 11 a.m., and then there is a coffee break at from 11 to 11:30, and then the yes. breakout down session starts. You know, I will say, and this is just an idea, to have, yes. you know, the plenary session all the way until 1 p.m., you know, with the coffee break and lunch break, and then start all the breakdown sessions at 1400. This Saturday. It's just that it might be a good idea to have in the plenary to talk not only about, you know, the welcome, what is going to happen, but also I think we should talk about in the plenary about what is happening in Brazil, and, you know, a little bit about the internet governance thing and what's going on outside the ICANN thing, so everybody is in that, you know, on that track, because none of the other things incorporate anything about internet governance. I think we should put something in there. And the plenary could be a good place to report on that. Just an idea.
Yes, it's a good
Thank
idea.
You.
Thank you. I proposed in the old schedule that we hold a planning session with the ALSs. But I put it in Wednesday, and unfortunately Wednesday we don't have a large room. This I put it like this because it was something that we can put what we want in. I put here 3 hours and a half. So we can now I am sure we cannot use the room on Wednesday, so I will modify it. I will change it to perhaps, I don't know, to Thursday morning, but Thursday morning we have to do the wrap-up. Do you think that the wrap-up, it will be enough to have 2 hours for the wrap-up? The wrap-up is also the approval of the final document. If you see the whole schedule, I put a session for the rapporteurs and the chairs of and the moderators of the groups. Discuss together the final statement of each group, and to try to harmonize them. I planned that for Tuesday 16-19, so that when we come to Thursday morning from 9 to 13, we can easily have the document almost ready. And we can only make small modification and approve it. So perhaps we will not need those 4 hours. And in this case, we can use the two other hours to the plenary that we want to plan. But if you want it to be on Sunday or on Saturday, I don't mind. But we have to evaluate if it is enough to have less than. Six session for each group to deeply discuss the Roberto. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. First, just one thing. You were asking Dev for a comment. He is not on the phone line, so he. Put a comment in the chat saying that there was a main session throughout the first day that it was Saturday. My comment is looking at the schedule, the proposed schedule. I don't see any plenary sessions. I see a lot of breakdown sessions with coffee breaks. I'm not sure if I'm looking at a good final actual agenda. But what I was thinking is that, and I don't know if we will have the possibility of doing this, I saw at the IGF that it was sometimes useful to have every day a sort of a plenary that where the information from the different groups could be given in a plenary session so that people are aware of what is going on in the other sessions. Know if this is logistically complicated, but it might be a useful thing because I assume that a lot of people would love to be in different threads, but obviously they cannot attend everything, and so to have at some point in time a sort of a summary could be a useful thing.
Okay, thank you very much, Roberto. This is something that was proposed by Heidi. She asked me to try to find a slot of time at the end of each day for to gather all the participants. It's more or less the wrap up of the day. So we'll, everyone with every group will say what was discussed and what is the level of completion of their work. And this can be done. It will be done on Saturday and Sunday, because those are the 2 days where the groups meet. And this will be at the cost of one less session for each day. That means that we will have not six, but four sessions for each group. And I hear you very well. I think that it is a good thing to do that. Thank you, Roberto. Dave, you wanted to say something?
This is Dave. Thank you, Tijani. This is Dave speaking. I see Heidi has found the program of the first summit, and it showed that, yes, there was like a main plenary session on the Saturday, and then on the Sunday there was like the various working group sessions, which had a particular team it was working on. And then I think on Tuesday there was the relos and so relo assemblies and so forth. My question goes back to, and I apologize for probably asking a question that's maybe been answered and settled already, because this is probably my first events working group meeting, even though technically I'm not on this group. But anyway, the question was like, regarding the five rooms, how many is this like one? Is it does the main room, the main plenary room, included in those five, or is it like the same one plenary room is then split up into or subdivided, that's what my question is, that would be my first question.
Okay. I respond to your question. We have four small rooms for 15 or something like this people, and the main room, the big room.
Ah.
So those are five.
Okay. And out of those
two rooms, we have two rooms equipped with interpretation.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Well, thanks for clarifying that. Well, the thing is, looking at the schedule that was the sheet is no longer shown right now, but that previous sheet showing the priority that the sheet that Wolf did that showed the priorities, it was showing proposing several sessions that were main sessions.
Yeah.
And some as some of the other priorities that could be handled as a specialized, smaller room session type of thing for those who are interested in that in that particular topic. So my question is that, well, do we then have to, in your original schedule, you have only from 9 to 11 and then the breakout sessions. Is it that...
Yes.
So is it that we have to choose like one, like say two or three main session topics, and then the specialized the specialized breakout room sessions? That's my question.
Thank you, Dev. This was the first thing that I wanted to address. And now, since we have the program of the last summit, we are sure that there wasn't a thematic plenary session, thematic main session. There was breakout sessions for the themes, for the content, if you want. And there was the plenary of the first day. It was for setting the scene, etc., as we will do in our schedule here. So if we had a limited number of rooms, we can do all this. There is no problem. But we don't have such number of rooms.
Mm-hmm.
We are limited in the rooms. And if we use the breakout sessions, we will not be able to use the main room, because it is included in the five rooms.
Okay.
So this is the possibility. If you want, we have a room capital that you have to manage. The main constraint is that we are in the venue of the ICANN meeting. Last time we had another venue for the summit. We had the ICANN meeting in one hotel and the summit in another hotel.
Correct.
This was the difference between Mexico and the London summit. And even if we had another hotel in Mexico, we didn't do main or plenary thematic sessions. Okay, Eduardo, please.
Yes, Gianni, this is Eduardo for the record. I suggest then that we can look at this wolf, what we have in front of us. And just try to come up with five themes for the breakout sessions, and maybe we can talk about one or two themes that we can talk on the plenaries, and we can start from there. And then once we have sort of an idea of what we're looking at, then we can see how we can move those within the times and place that we have for that week. That's my suggestion going forward.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Eduardo. We are now narrowing the differences. We started with very, very large differences, very, very, very diverse understanding, and now we are narrowing that so that we perhaps will converge to something common that everyone agree on. Perhaps as you said, the plenary sessions, we can use the morning session, the Saturday morning session, for the setting the scene, inviting people, etc. The opening, it is the opening of the summit, and then at the end of this plenary session, we can address one of the themes that you want to choose here. But I don't know what is the aim of that, because will it be included in our declaration? Because we try to address the most popular and the most important themes, so that it will be they will be included in our declaration. If we will make a very long declaration, it will not be read by anyone. It must be something reasonable, I think. And I think that we have to very carefully choose our themes for the groups, so that those groups will start from now to discuss those themes or to prepare, if you want, the discussion by choosing the reference document, by discussing more or less the wide subject, so that they come to London to discuss really the main subject that we want to address, and we want to have a declaration on this topic. So this is the main, I think this is the core work of the summit. This will bring the statement, the declaration. And the declaration is what we want to show to people. This is our work. This is the fruits of our work. If we take one of the main, or I don't know, of the plenary sessions themes, we will discuss it in 2 hours among 160 people. What will be the result? This is my interrogation. And if we want to think about it, if it is useful, if it is if it is something that we will add value to the summit, yes, we do it. If it will not, I think we have to avoid it. So we have to think about it, and I ask you to tell me if you find that we can make any added value from those plenary thematic discussion. And don't forget that we don't have rooms available for that except on Saturday, Sunday, and Thursday morning. Yes, please, Eduardo.
You know, the third one, I guess. I mean, other than being welcome on opening, I think, you know, if we don't discuss it or anything, at least we should have a report or you know, a discussion on the what is going to happen or happened. It's going to happen in March in Brazil. I think that's important. We just, you know, at least report and just talked about it. I mean, we don't have. Just so everybody knows what's happening outside the ICANN, and you know this. Go ahead.
Yes, just go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh no, and you know this other thing about transparency and accountability and the future structure and governance of ICANN. All that can be put into one, general theme and talk about it, and just to. So we can say, you know, this is what happening outside ICANN, where ICANN is being involved, and this is what happening inside ICANN, you know, transparency, structure, accountability, and so forth. Thank you.
Very good. Very good suggestion. It can be done. It will be an informative session so that people know what happened in Brazil. And what was the initiative, the OneNet initiative, and then what was first the Montevideo Declaration, and then the OneNet initiative, and then the Brazil Summit, etc. So it will be an informative session. And don't forget that we will have one group that will address this, the future of Internet governance and multi-stakeholder models. So this will be an informative session for all the ALSs. And the core of the subject will be discussed inside the group, and the statement will come from the group and will be adopted by the whole ALSs during the session of Thursday. Does that respond to your concern?
Well, so you're saying that specific. I'm talking that one. I'm taking that one as an example. The one that has to do with the things that happen in Brazil. You're suggesting that we go and do an informative thing in the main session, and then we have one of the breakout sessions will use a theme to work on that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. I don't have a problem with that. The other thing that I want to add before I stop talking is that in the main session, you know, other than the welcome of whoever is going to welcome everybody, I think we should have a little, a few minutes to tell everybody, what are the processes, what things are going to happen in the during the week, and what are the expectations for each group and the people there. Yeah, so everybody is in the same base. Thank you.
exactly. I put a housekeeping point, but it is not only what I put there. It will be about what will happen, the room assignment, the groups, etc., and also everything you said now that will be useful for the ALSs. Also, we will make the ALSs present themselves. So we will have a presentation of the ALSs during this session. It will not be very long, but it will be done. For sure, it will be better done during the showcase. And it is another thing, but for the first session, I think that people who will work together have to know each other. So there will be a presentation, a short presentation of each one. Thank you, Eduardo. Roberto, please.
Yes, this is Roberto for the transcript. I was wondering whether, thinking on what we said before, on whether there is a slight misunderstanding on what Wolf has proposed, and maybe we should figure that out with him better. When he says main session, I don't think that he means a plenary that the plenary is marked as all. Maybe he was indicating main session, that is the session that indicates the topic of the thread, whereas the other were then the sessions that were going to, the follow-up sessions in the same thread. But I would recommend that we clarify that by email with Wolf. Then the second thing, just a quick thing. We are expecting 150 ALSs. If we give 1 minute per ALS, that is 2.5 hours. So let's make sure that we won't have this presentation, but by every ALS. That means that half a day will be just of the presentation on the ALS.
Well, yes,
I understand. And then. The third thing, in the meantime, I have... In the beginning, in the opening, you mentioned the fact that we are going to have the supporting organization and advisory committee chairs on Saturday morning. Is that confirmed? Because some of the people will not always arrive on Saturday, which means on Friday evening they have to arrive. I think that this is a very important thing, but that needs to be. We need to make sure that everybody is there. I would also expect. In certain threads to have contributions from the ICANN community. That's also the reason why we have the ALAC summit at the same time as the ICANN meeting. I remember at the time of the Mexico City, I was in the board and I was inviting people to go to participate in the breakdown sessions and the summit, and I think that this is going to be valuable. So when we make down the plan for the breakdown sessions, I think that we should also try to include contributions from people in the community, especially when we talk, engagement in ICANN. I think that we need to be talking about participation in working groups and these kind of things that benefit from the contribution from people outside the ALAC within the ICANN community. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Roberto. I understand very well what you said, and especially the AC and SO chairs that cannot come perhaps on Saturday. There is another opportunity to have them and to have them speak also for the community. It will be for the showcase, during the showcase. We may do a special arrangement during the showcase for the SO and AC chairs to speak, to have to take the floor for a few minutes. Because it will be done on Monday evening, and on Monday evening everyone will be there. Otherwise, and it will be better because we will not lose time during Saturday morning. We will need the Saturday units and hours. Other thing, you spoke about the participation of the community, of other part of the ICANN community. Yes, the participation is possible. It is needed. It is even souhaitable in French. It is even asked for in two forms. The first form is when we are addressing a subject and we need input from one specialist, someone who is in charge of this matter. We can invite him to give us input. This is the first form. The second form, our summit is open for everyone who wants to come and participate in the discussion. So anyone in the ICANN community, and we will make it public, anyone in the ICANN community can come, and on the staff and on the board can come and participate in our breakout sessions. Does that respond to your concern, Roberto? You must be muted. Okay, I will give the floor to Olivier. Olivier, please.
Thank you very much, Tijani. A couple of things. First, what part of the call are we in? Because I'm not quite sure. Are we in agenda item number 3 or 4?
We are number 3 because we are still in the themes, but we cannot. They cannot be separated. They are linked. So we are still in 3.
Well, there is somehow different. It's Olivia speaking. There is some difference between the two. One of them is to do with the actual structure of our workshops, etc., and one of them is to do with the themes themselves. I would imagine that any workshops would be of a standard length, so it doesn't really matter where they are and how they're located in the week, as long as they're of that standard length. Several things. The first one is to do with having ALSs introduce themselves. I think you mentioned SO and AC chairs introductions. I wasn't quite sure what you meant by that. I know that I've got an action item. I'm not sure if it was, I think it was from the ALAC or from this group, to contact all of the SO and AC chairs and invite them to come and speak to our AFLOF structures. So that will have to be put in the agenda. That's one. The other thing is with regards to the continuing on the theme of the London Summit, I thought that we had determined what the theme was. We had a good brainstorm last time, and we actually had a result for that, so I'm surprised not to see it on the screen. Then with regards to the actual, if one can jump to the summit program schedule in itself, I'm seeing the number of sessions that you want to have in one day, as in 5 parallel sessions, and I think it's breakdown 7 parallel sessions, and there's 5 sessions for each. I have a feeling that this is way too ambitious. And the reason why I think it's way too ambitious, these are the first 2 days, and you're going to wear the ALS representatives out altogether. Remember, they will have arrived the day before. You need to ease them into the program. You can't just smack them with a full day end-to-end with parallel breakout sessions. So I'm a little concerned about this. You might wish to mix things. For example, on the Saturday or the Sunday, you give them only a one-hour lunch break. I wondered whether maybe a couple of hours lunch break would be a good thing, so as to give them a bit more time to breathe at lunch and actually get them to talk to each other in a more social element than just being in meeting rooms. So several ideas I've just sent forward. There's also a lot of chatting going on the Adobe chat, Adobe Connect chat, so I suggest that you have a look at this. There was one thing with regards to the introductions. I think is it Roberto that said, or someone said that there are 160 of them, so even if they take a minute, it'll take 160 minutes to to go through them. We can't have that. It's just, ISOC has done something very similar, used to do something very similar, where it lets the chapter speak for 1 minute, telling people what they were doing, what projects they were doing. After 10 chapters had spoken, it continued going around the table. We ended up having 2 hours of people saying what they were doing back in their part of the world. And I think that the most people were just checking their emails and just not listening whatsoever. It gets very, very repetitive. So we have to think of something else than that. I would suggest that you get people to meet each other during the social events, perhaps herding them into finding a system using colors and numbers and things like that, having a system of buddies. Sandra Hofreister is very good at this, so getting people to have buddies in a group, and then getting people to move from one group to another group. So you effectively break down the 160 delegates into a smaller set of people and then get them to jump from group to group. We still have to work this out. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you very much. First of all, I think that the showcase will be the perfect place for that. And even the introduction of the ALSs must happen there. I agree with Roberto that it will be more than 2 hours to present each ALS in 1 minute each. There is a confusion, Olivier. What we discussed yesterday was the overarching theme, and the overarching theme is always there. It will not be. Wolf said that we have to discuss the overarching themes. I don't understand it like this. It is the chapeau, if you want. It is the how to say the main theme as an IGF. The main theme is not discussed. You have the sub themes that are discussed in workshops and in main sessions. But the main theme is the title, if you want, of the event. This main theme is there. The overarching theme is there. It will be the one that we discussed yesterday and that we approved. The other things was the messages, and this is for the PR. It was for the press release. It was for the communication. Now we are discussing the thematic work of the summit, and those are the themes that will be discussed, that will generate statements, and that will the statement that will be compiled in one declaration, the declaration of the summit. This is my not response, but few remarks about what you said. And yes, indeed, you are speaking about the other days and the other work of AILAC. Yes, I cannot put it because I don't know what will be needed for the AILAC. We have to decide on it. Yes, we will keep the constituency day. It is I will change it now. It is not like this, but I will change it. The constituency day, we will put it for the constituency day. We will not change the Thursday, Tuesday. Excuse me. We will put it like it is, and we will try to make the ALAC work sessions in this day too. But all this has to be decided inside ALAC. It is not the summit; it is the ALAC work, and we need to have feedback from ALAC to put it in the schedule. It is not an easy operation because nothing is known; is very well known. And even the logistics, we are building on something that we still don't have the final decision on. But we have to advance. We have to work. We have to go ahead. So this is why we are trying to narrow the differences. We are trying to make our views closer so that we can work better in the next call and have better results. As we are going ahead, I think we will have better information and more precise information that we can use, and in this case we will have something that is workable, doable. So any other comment, please? And I, Olivier, also I have your comments by email. I have them also. It will be taken into consideration. I also asked Heidi about her concerns, and she wrote to me, and I have all of them. They all will be addressed. Okay. Now we have one main thing to think about, is the choice of the five themes that will be allocated to the five groups. We have now a selection given by Wolf. We have to choose from them, and it is something that we have to do together. It is not a work that someone can do. It is an appreciation. It is very subjective, so we have to be several to do this work so that we will get a final result that will be acceptable. Yes, please, Eduardo.
This is Eduardo for the record. So, you know, we have like 3 minutes to do that. I suggest that you know, we do it offline, and you and Sylvia can put something together for our next call. So it's you know, the best and closest thing that we can propose, and we go from there. That's just yes.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. This is this call is once again to make our views closer, to try to find a common understanding. The problem is that at the beginning everyone was thinking about it differently, and we have to know what are the logistic limits that will lead us also. We need to know also what are the activities that ALAC wants to hold during this summit, and I think that we will not do as much sessions as we do normally because we don't have time, we don't have place to do that so, and also because we don't have to do anything at the price of our inter-constituency interaction. So the best is to have always our meetings with the other constituencies, and to try to have the main work done in a manner that cannot, that can be done, taken into account the constraints of the summit. Any other comment, please? So if we don't have any other comments, I will perhaps stop here. We are on the top of the hour, and thank you very much, because this was very useful for me. I will ask you, please, everyone, to try to choose the five themes, and if we exchange, everyone will give his five themes. We will try to find the intersection. And and at the end we get the ones that have more support inside this group, and we will propose it to the whole organizing committee, and the whole organizing committee will also propose it to the ALAC to approve it. So it is, if you want, the beginning of the work now. Yes, please, Eduardo.
Can we before we end the call, can we set up the our next call for this subgroup? You know, on the date.
Yes. What do you think if you do it 2 weeks after? 2 weeks after.
I suggest January 10th. And the return to Yeltsin January 10 is because January 9 we have the organization committee call.
Exact. Okay, but I agree. I don't have any. I think it is a good suggestion. So January 10, our next call. But between those two calls, we have to work, and especially, please try to work on the themes. It is the thing that I cannot do alone. We have to do it all together. Yes, I see a lot of green tick for the date of the next call. So if we all agree on that, thank you very much. I am waiting your proposal for the themes. And I will compile all this and send you the result before the call. And I hope that the next time we will be better prepared to give a real result, a touchable result. Thank you very much, and have a good night. Yes, please, Olivier.
It's Olivier speaking. I was going to suggest, in order for us to make progress between now and the next call, which is, I believe, 2 to 3 weeks away from now, at least 3 weeks away from now, perhaps could we set up or ask staff to set up a basically a list of those five of those subjects that we have now that are all listed here. And basically get ourselves to be able to put them in order. So like a subset working group, I mean, this is our working group, isn't it, working on this. Basically for us to choose which ones of those should go first, which ones are most important. So then we will be able to reduce the overall list even further than what we have so far.
Olivier, if I have understood your proposal, you want us to rank those themes, and
correct,
then maybe, yeah. Okay. This is what I am asking every one of you to do, and I will do the same. If everyone,
but we're doing it by email, or do you want to do it using a tool?
By email.
Okay.
By email, so that because if you, I am very very happy with the wiki, but I am sure that a lot of us don't go to the wiki. So
I didn't say wiki.
On the email.
I didn't say wiki. I said a survey. That's a different thing, not a wiki.
No, on the wiki.
No, I didn't say wiki. I said survey. Survey. A survey,
survey,
not a wiki thing. Yeah, on a survey. So we just put together a quick survey with the list of those things, cut and pasted into it, and ask the members of the working group,
yes,
please rank them.
I understand. So you want us to ask staff to do this work. I will give them the list. This list, it is here now, and tell them.
It's a short list. So I'm just thinking of this. I mean, I just want to ask Heidi, because I know staff is going on holiday. Heidi, would there be some cycles to be able to do that?
Heidi, when did you need that by? Just keep in mind, please, that staff and ICANN offices will be closed basically the next 2 weeks. So
yeah, this is why I'm saying this needs to be done before before the office closes.
Well, we have Carlos. Can this is basically you have 2 days for that. So if Carlos can do that within 2 days, then that's fine.
It takes an hour to do it.
Carlos, do you have time to do that?
Carlos. Carlos?
Sorry, I was unmuting myself. Yes, that's fine.
Okay, so you see, you have the themes here in this table displayed on the Adobe. If you don't have it, I can send it to you by email.
That would be helpful, just so that I know I'm working off of what you're referring to.
Okay, I will send it to you.
And that way, you can open that thing, that poll, and we can keep it open until January. And so people during the holiday period will be able, in their own time, to go into that list and put it in the order that they want to. just so that we can then start our next call with actually having all the answers and being able to proceed forward rather than revisiting the same question and no one putting their first step forward. So let's try and crank this up.
Okay. Good idea.
Great.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you, Tijani.
Any other remark? Otherwise, I will close this meeting, this call. Thank you very much, and have nice holidays, happy new day, new year, and Merry Christmas. Bye bye.
Happy holidays.
Merci.
Merry Christmas, Tijani.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Thanks, Tijani. Take care, everyone.
Happy Christmas holidays, everyone.